Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we are delving into Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss, a former lead kidnapping negotiator for the FBI and journalist Tal Raz. This 2016 guide offers a deep dive into the art of negotiation, drawing on Voss's extensive experience in high-stakes crisis situations. Throughout the book, Voss's field-tested techniques are applied to a variety of scenarios, from corporate negotiations to personal disputes, demonstrating their effectiveness in any context. Whether you're aiming for a raise, resolving a conflict with a partner, or navigating complex business deals, this book provides practical strategies to improve your negotiation skills and achieve your goals. The co-author, Tal Raz, brings additional insights, enhancing the narrative with journalistic precision. Together, they present an essential read for leaders, managers, job seekers, and essentially anyone who interacts with others. The credentials of the authors, including Voss's teachings at prestigious institutions like Harvard University and MIT's Sloan School of Management, underscore the authoritative advice laid out in this New York Times bestseller. Tune in to learn how to negotiate like a pro and turn confrontations into opportunities for agreement and collaboration. Never Split the Difference, Negotiating, as if your life depended on it. Introduction. Unlock the secrets of masterful negotiation. Negotiation isn't just a skill for detectives and diplomats. It's an essential tool for navigating daily life. Whether you're persuading a reluctant partner to try out a new dinner spot, angling for a better price on a new car, or closing an important business deal. But why do some seem to effortlessly sway opinion while the rest of us struggle to make our case? The issue lies in our approach to negotiation. Learning from a seasoned expert, Chris Voss, a former lead international kidnapping negotiator for the FBI, offers profound insights into the subtle art of negotiation. With his guidance, you'll discover the powerful emotional tools at your disposal, understand the impact of your voice tone during negotiations, and realize how effective labeling can drastically change the outcome in your favor. You're about to find out how your key emotional play could be your biggest asset in discussions. The specific tone of voice that enhances your negotiating power. The strategy of labeling and why it's a game changer in critical situations. Part 1. Negotiation. More than just logic and intellect. Contrary to popular belief, negotiation isn't confined to the realms of attorneys and boardrooms. It's a pervasive aspect of our everyday lives. It occurs just as much in intense police hostage situations as it does in our daily interactions at home, in the office, or during discussions with our children. Essentially, negotiation involves two or more parties coming together, each with their own desires and goals, striving to find common ground. Imagine you're seeking a salary raise while your boss prefers to maintain your current wage, or perhaps you're trying to convince your children to go to bed by 8, but they're fervently lobbying for a later bedtime of 10. So, what constitutes a successful negotiator? It goes beyond possessing sharp intellect or a flair for logical reasoning. Human behavior doesn't always align with rational predictions. Often, our decisions are tinted with spontaneity, unpredictability, and a dash of the wild, our primal instincts. This is something that psychologists like Daniel Kahneman and economist Amos Tversky discovered in their groundbreaking studies. They challenged traditional views by showcasing how humans are frequently influenced by what is known as cognitive biases, subconscious, irrational forces that shape our decisions. Kahneman and Tversky introduced concepts like the framing effect, which demonstrates how people's choices can vary drastically based on how options are presented to them, regardless of the options being fundamentally the same. To master negotiation, then, one must embrace a multifaceted approach that recognizes and adapts to the complex, often irrational nature of human behavior. As we delve deeper, you'll learn practical strategies to navigate and negotiate effectively, crafting outcomes that align with your goals. Part 2. Building trust and gathering information are keys to negotiation success. At the core of every successful negotiation is the ability to gather essential information and build a strong sense of trust. When negotiators sit down at the table, they're not just there to talk. They're there to listen, learn, and understand as much as possible about the scenario they're dealing with and the people on the other side of the discussion. Consider this. The intricacies of negotiation are such that things rarely go as planned. You might enter a negotiation with a clear set of expectations about the other party's desires and behavior, only to find the reality is dramatically different. Imagine negotiating with a hostage taker who has presented certain demands. You might find out mid-negotiation that the situation is more complex than initially described, with new, unexpected challenges arising, such as misinformation or even undisclosed weapons. Take, for example, a real event from 1993. During a bank robbery in Manhattan, three hostages were taken, two tellers and a security guard. The robber negotiating with the FBI falsely claimed that he was one of four, attempting to mislead the authorities and buy time for his escape. While his partners robbed an ATM, he took a bolder step by targeting the bank itself. Looking back, it's clear the robber was using misinformation as a strategic ploy. From this, we learn an invaluable lesson. Information is paramount, and it can only be obtained through fostering an environment where the other party feels comfortable enough to open up. That is why one of the key goals of negotiation is encouraging the other party to converse freely. The more they talk, the clearer their intentions, needs, and wants become. However, open dialogue doesn't happen without trust. Establishing rapport is not just about making the conversation smoother. It's a strategic move to build trust, making it far more likely for crucial information to be shared willingly. Establishing rapport isn't just about being friendly. It's about strategically creating a relationship that facilitates the flow of information. Want to know more about how you can build this rapport effectively? Stay tuned for further insights. Part 3: Enhancing Trust through active listening and mirroring techniques. Understanding that trust is a cornerstone of effective negotiation, the real challenge lies in how to establish it effectively. Aside from showing genuine interest and empathy, one highly effective method to build trust is through active listening. This involves not just hearing the words the other person says, but also absorbing the deeper currents of their emotional state and perspective. One powerful technique within active listening is known as mirroring. Mirroring involves repeating back to your counterpart what they've just said, but reframed as a question. This simple act can lead to remarkable outcomes in terms of rapport and trust building. An example can be seen during the infamous Manhattan bank robbery incident. During the negotiation, the robber, Chris Watts, mentioned that his driver had abandoned him. The negotiator, using the mirroring technique, responded with, "Your driver was chased away?" This prompted Watts to divulge more specific details, which were crucial in helping law enforcement understand the situation better and eventually resolve the crisis. But why is mirroring so effective? It hinges on the psychological comfort of familiarity and similarity. When people recognize elements of their own speech or behavior mirrored back to them, it subconsciously signals that they are in a sympathetic, understanding presence. This familiarity breeds comfort, and comfort, in turn, fosters trust. In the animal kingdom, and indeed among humans, this likeness promotes a sense of belonging and security. Mirroring not only eases the flow of information, but also enhances cooperation. A study by psychologist Richard Wiseman illustrates this impact clearly. In his experiment, one group of waitstaff used mirroring when taking orders by closely repeating customers' orders back to them, while another group used routine positive affirmations like "no problem" and "great." The mirroring group earned tips that were 70% higher, indicating that customers felt more understood and positively responded to being mirrored. These insights reveal how strategic listening and response techniques can be more than just tools for agreement. They're pathways to deeper connection and more successful outcomes. Part 4: Leveraging the Power of Vocal Tone in Negotiations. Have you ever found yourself more affected by how someone said something rather than what they actually said? It's not just you. Voice tone plays a significant role in communication and can be particularly impactful in negotiations. One intriguing technique involves adopting what is termed the late-night FM DJ voice. This technique is best used when the person you're negotiating with might be feeling anxious or defensive. By speaking in a deep, soft, and slow manner, you project calmness and assurance, making the other person feel at ease. This approach not only helps in soothing frayed nerves, but also opens up channels for clearer and more open communication. For instance, during the intense moments of a bank robbery negotiation depicted earlier, the author had to reassure the robber, Chris Watts, after a sudden change in negotiators. By adopting a calm, deep-voiced, downward-inflecting manner, the author smoothly transitioned into the conversation without causing Watts any additional stress or alarm. However, not all negotiation scenarios require such solemnity. More frequently, you might find it beneficial to use what's known as your positive and playful voice. This tone is lighter, often infused with humor and warmth, signaling to your counterpart that you're approachable and cooperative. This type of voice naturally emerges when you're smiling. Even if it's just a smile in your voice, your counterpart can feel the positivity, which can make the negotiation process more amicable. A practical example of this came from a personal experience in Istanbul, where the author's colleague noted his girlfriend's adeptness at nabbing great deals from seasoned spice merchants. Her secret? A consistently cheerful, playful tone that not only engaged but charmed the sellers, leading them to offer better prices willingly. Both these vocal strategies, whether the reassuring late-night FM DJ voice or the cheerful, positive, and playful tone, highlight the powerful role your voice can play in steering negotiations towards successful outcomes. Part 5. Enhancing negotiation position through tactical empathy and emotional labeling. In both psychotherapy and negotiation, a deep understanding of emotions plays a crucial role. Ignoring the emotional elements in negotiation can lead to resistance and misunderstanding, whereas acknowledging and addressing them can pave the way for more meaningful and productive interactions. This concept introduces the idea of tactical empathy. This doesn't mean you necessarily agree with the other person, but rather you make a conscious effort to understand their feelings and perspective. This strategic understanding can significantly shift the dynamics in your favor during a negotiation. A practical method to utilize this understanding is through a technique known as labeling. Labeling involves openly recognizing and naming the emotions of your counterpart. This isn't just about empathy, it's about using your perceptions to enhance your position in the discussion. The effectiveness of labeling is backed by scientific research. For instance, a study conducted in 2007 by psychologist Matthew Lieberman at the University of California revealed interesting brain activity patterns. When participants named the emotions they observed in images of people, activity increased in parts of the brain associated with rational thought and decreased in areas linked to emotional reactions, such as the amygdala. A real-world application of the power of labeling was vividly demonstrated in a 1998 incident involving the FBI and four prison fugitives in Harlem. The escapees, heavily armed and barricaded in an apartment, were understandably tense and fearful about the potential outcomes of their standoff. By identifying and verbalizing the emotions the fugitives were likely experiencing, fear of injury or death if they attempted to leave, and dread of returning to prison, the negotiator effectively diminished their anxiety. After hours of tense silence, the fugitives ultimately surrendered, later expressing that the negotiator's ability to recognize and verbalize their feelings had helped calm them. This scenario underscores not just the importance of understanding emotions in high-stakes negotiations, but also skillfully using this understanding to guide toward a positive resolution. Thus, through tactical empathy and labeling, negotiators can forge a path to more effective and empathetic communication, leading to successful negotiation outcomes. Part 6. Why rushing into agreements and compromising can undermine negotiation success. Have you ever hastily agreed to a deal just to realize later that it wasn't in your best interest? This common pitfall in negotiation is often due to the pressure to quickly resolve a situation, leading to unsatisfactory compromises or even acceptance of unfair terms. This strategy, often referred to as splitting the difference, should be avoided to ensure more favorable outcomes. In any negotiation, it's essential to recognize that your counterpart may have hidden motivations or needs that aren't immediately apparent. Their initial demands might not fully represent their true desires, which means simply acquiescing won't necessarily address the underlying issues effectively. For instance, consider a scenario where a kidnapper holds a politician hostage, demanding $1 million ransom while claiming monetary gain as their sole objective. However, the real intent might be to make a political statement. In such cases, paying the ransom without understanding the full context could fail to secure the hostage's release. Furthermore, negotiators often face artificial deadlines, which can add undue pressure and lead to rushed decisions. It's crucial to understand that most deadlines are negotiable and not as rigid as they appear. Taking time to gather more information can reveal underlying patterns or motivations that could be leveraged to your advantage. An illustrative case occurred during a negotiation for the release of a Haitian police officer's wife, where kidnappers demanded $150,000. Over weeks of negotiation, it became apparent that the kidnappers pressed harder for the money as weekends approached, likely to fund their weekend activities. This insight allowed the negotiator to deduce that the urgent deadlines were flexible and that the sum demanded was far higher than what was needed for their immediate purposes. This example highlights the importance of patience and thorough information gathering in negotiations. By understanding the true dynamics and pressures on your counterpart, you can better steer the negotiation to a more favorable outcome without succumbing to unnecessary concessions or rushed decisions. Final summary. Negotiation is a skill that transcends professional boundaries, impacting interactions in our everyday lives, be it with colleagues, family, or even in marketplace haggling. The essence of effective negotiation stems from several fundamental practices: staying composed, understanding the underlying motivations and emotions of all parties involved, and building trust. By mastering these core principles, you equip yourself with the ability to navigate through various challenging dialogues, ensuring outcomes that are favorable not just for you, but ideally for all parties involved. Whether it's negotiating a salary raise, resolving domestic disagreements, or securing a fair price on a pre-owned vehicle, the ability to adeptly handle these situations can lead to more successful, harmonious outcomes in both personal and professional arenas. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.